I just want to point out something I'd never really thought about before I started working on this story. And that is, it's really hard to account for your time, in a detailed way, I mean. That's the main thing I learned from this exercise, which is no big shocker, I guess, is that if some significant event happened that day, you remember that, plus you remember the entire day much better. If nothing significant happened, then the answers get very general. I most likely did this, or I most likely did that. And each time, some details shift. Some of these discrepancies seem small to me and understandable, but some are significant and confounding. And that distance between where a certain detail starts and where it ends up, how far it slides, and why it slides, I've spent untold hours trying to measure that distance, trying to weigh it, for clues as to what might actually be true. It's hard to tell. Can you tell, really? Now I'm not so sure. Was everyone lying about that day? Because it's not something you forget, where you were when you saw a dead body in the trunk of a car. It's not a slip of the tongue. There are discrepancies, unresolved like this, all throughout the afternoon and evening, right up until the end of the night, when there's a big one. All you can do at a certain point is speculate. And believe me, we have. Because you could posit 100 scenarios, and so what? Bereft of more facts, better facts, even the soberest, most likely scenario holds no more water than the most harebrained. All this thinking, it's to protect myself from being hurt. A lot of people see it this way. And that, all by itself, that is not a story. It's a beginning, but it's not a story. It's not enough, to me, to send anyone to prison for life, never mind a 17-year-old kid. So just as a human being walking down the street next week, what do I think? Nothing. Certainty, one way or the other, seemed so attainable.